We are continuing our reading of Kitvuni Ledod. We're on page Lamed Gimel in the middle of a piece called Medua Batra. These are the writings that Rav Yaakov Tzemach had put together through receiving it from Avram Azulai. Here on page Lamed Gimel, on the top, he's quoting a piece from Rav Meir Papirish. And he writes as follows: Zeh Lashon Rav Meir Papirish Zatzal Bakdamot Derech Etz Chaim. כי נמצא בחיבור זה תהילה לכל יתברך שמות דברים שאינן אפילו בעץ חיים שום רמז מהם. These five books are a tremendous advancement, tremendous contribution to our understanding. Things are not even the original Etz Chaim. והם, which refer to the Shmona Shearim, והם מדורה בתחה שנאצית אחר מהמדורת עץ חיים. This is the another edition. ורוב עומקון גנזה מאחו. So here you see clearly what is the reason why he hid them, because they were too deep, much too deep. ונגלו שערי אורה אלו, and it was open the gates of the lights. ועוד צרות שתחת תהום היו חפורים ימים שנים כולם למורי החכם השלם רב יעקב צמח, and they were all done by my great master, great wise man, which is called רב יעקב צמח, כתובים באצבע אלוקים, which he received directly from the hands of רב חיים ויטל. ומה שנמצא היו דפים קטנים קרועים בלויים. What did he receive? Not like what we have now, beautiful svarim, but rather little pages ripped apart and worn away over tens of years. And through the great wisdom of my master, which is Rav Yaakov Tzemach, he worked on one by one, ועשה מהם ארבע ספרים, and he made four ספרים. Actually, we just read it as five. הראשון הוא ספר אותות חיים, והספר השלם, והקדמותו נמצא בחוכמת הזו, הוא מדורת תניאנה. So he's calling now the אותות חיים as מדורת תניאנה, the middle version. ואחר כך דפים קטנים דרושים מכוונות כתובים על שלושה ספרים אחרים, וקראם קהילת יעקב על שם שהקהילם וקבצם כעיר, כעמיר גרנה. And קהילת יעקב means to gather together all the leftovers, which was all the עניינים of תפילה. ספר אדם הישר שנתעסק בדרוש אדם קדמון ויושר, which is the starting from the beginning of the Ishtar Shulut of the Olamot of the Mkadmon, and also Olat Tamid Lechaven Tamid. Interesting enough that he doesn't refer to the last Sefer, which is Zohar Rakia. Now, Biurim leZohar veIdra leKol Medurot veNire. והנה, הרב יעקב צמר זצ"ל מנה בכלל כתבים שגניזה חמישה ספרים נפתחים, והחמישי הוא זוהר רקיע. וספר זה לא הזכיר הרב מר פפירש. Oh, he's mentioning this point that for interesting enough that הרב מר פפירש doesn't mention the last one in his הקדמה. הוא מנה רק ארבע ספרים בלבד, only four he mentions. וקצת נראה שגם רב יעקב צמח הניח ספר זוהר רקיע מפני עצמו מחוץ לארבע. Seems to be that this seems to be a category on itself, that even רב יעקב צמח put it in a new category. שכן מצינו לו שחושם בראש ספר קהילת יעקב בכתב יד כנגד פני אריה, וראש הספר עולה תמיד כנגד פני נשר, אשר נראה מזה שקבע גם באותות חיים אדם יושר כנגד פני אדם או פני שור, והיינו ארבע ספרים כנגד ארבע חיות מרכבה, כי כן אין בכללם ספר זוהר רקיע. It seems to be that Rav Yaakov Tzemach was telling you something. Obviously his student of Meir Papirish, obviously there was five svarim, but why only counted four? And it's also to show you that the truth of the matter is that Rav Yaakov Tzemach also indicated to us at the top of each Svarim he would write either Keneged this book, Kirs Yaakov was Keneged Pnei Arya, or some is Keneged Pnei Nesher, Otos Chai Keneged Pnei Adam, and Adam Yosher is Keneged Pnei Shor. That all those four facets of the Kisei Kovod that Yechezkel saw when he went up to Maron, when he traveled up in the spiritual worlds, he saw in the Kisei Kovod these four facets of these four different worlds, and therefore he covered them. Rav Yaakov Tzemach indicated that those four Sfarim we just mentioned are all one set, really. And Zohar HaKia is a set bifnei atzmo. It's completely different, not included in the picture. Achen, on page Lamed Dalet. Achen, gam lifnei shebaru liyado Rav Yaakov Tzemach zatzal ktavi me'agniza kva esek asak berichkuz v'sido kol ha'leshono shel Rav zatzal ha'mevoarim b'mam Rashbi b'sefer Zohar. He was already working on the Rav Yaakov Tzemach on the Mamri Rashbi, which is again one of the Sfarim of Kitva Ariza, which deals with primarily with the Zohar. V'likta mitoch Sefer Drushim, which he took from a little bit from the Sefer Drushim, a little bit from the Sefer Kavanot, and a little bit from the Sefer Likutim. V'chein kata b'akdamato le'Sefer Kol Rama. This is what Rav Yaakov Tzemach writes in his Sefer Kol Rama. V'ze l'shono. And these are his words. V'od kabatzti v'tikanti shlosha svarim. I've worked on three different svarim. U'ba'em kol biurim ha'mrei ha'zorah misudar b'parashot v'daf v'zorah. And I worked on them to create what's called the Mamre ha'zorah, all the writings of the Zohar in different parshiot according to the parshiot of the Shavua and according to the dapim of the Zohar that I find. Kol biyor v'nimsa b'svarim shnei idrod nigdolu b'biuram shesamti v'sedarti kol echad b'sefer b'fnei atzmo, and I put them all together into one sefer. Ad kan l'shona v'nireh mezeh shesider chamisha krachim. And he put all the five kachim of the Likute Ari b'sefer Azohar, which calls the Sefer Zohar. ולפי סדר הדברים נזכרים שם בהקדמת כל רמה, נראה שזה היה בזמן ששהה בדמאסקס, בחברת רב שמו ויטל, וחבריה קדישה דשם. And it seems to me that, says Rav Yaakov Hiller, that he must have worked on it when he moved from Tzfat to Damascus, and over there he worked with the Chabura of Shmuel Vital and his Chavir. Achein, Biur HaZohar, Shemot Ktav Yad, Sofcho, Shel Rav Yaakov Tzemach Zatzal, Im Hagotav, V'Kishurei Arichotav, Nimsa Ayom Itan. And this is what we read now, this is what's called the Zohar. This is due to his handiwork. V'yesh nuk tachad yadi, and I have sefer ktav yad pirosh idra rabba kedisha ubiroshu akdamad Rav Yaakov Tzemach v'ze lo shono. And I have in my hand, says Rav Yaakov Hiller, a handwritten Zohar from the writings of Rav Yaakov Tzemach, and the akdama he writes as follows: pirosh idra rabba kedisha she'ani Yaakov Tzemach קבצתי מכתבי הרב זצל אשר בידי עם מורה מקום מהם מפני הירה, אולי דלגתי מהם דבר גם בכתיבת רב זצל שלא היו לי ובאו לידי אחר כך כל דבר כתבתי בשם כדי שלא למנוע הגאולה מישראל, וגם עשית אגם ללשון אידרה מספרי הרב רב רבין רב חיים ויטל זצל, אותו בעוד תיבה ותיבה. התחלתי בכתיבת פירוש האידרה היום, יום ד', today is the Wednesday, חי לחודש סיוון שנת 5000 שין צדי ב', ליצירה פה בדמאסקק, וגם כן הוספתי כמה דברים, העץ חיים עד כאן לשונו. Bagdama. That's what he writes in the Agdama. Then he added a lot. He put all the Ktavim together. He did a wonderful job. Otherwise, we'd be jumping from Sefer to Sefer to try to get a picture of what's going on in the Zohar. He put everything into the Krachim, added some Pirushim from the Etzchaim, and made everything legible for us. Visham Siver Velashon Meidra Rabba Likut Pirushim Kitvari, and around the Zohar he wrote all the explanation of the Arizal around the Zohar in order to make it explainable. And Chaim Vital's writing as well. Ba'al Likut Rasham Mekorot, and he'd write Mari Metchai. When you write the Mekor, where the Arizal would get something, he'd write this is from the Arizal, from the Zohar, and so on and so forth. Lishnot Azahim Mamash Ima Nusach Kablanut Sha'are Makbilot B'Sha'are Mamre Rashbi Dushim Likutim Kvanot Rav Chaim Vital Rav Pantziri. He writes exactly where he got every single point, not making it up. והרוב ניכרים מדרושים ולוקותים ויש בו מעט הגאות של הרב יעקב צמח. And Zohar, Rav Yaakov Tzemach Zohar would write down his own ha'arot around the Zohar, write this his own pirush as well. ועוד נמצא, עוד נמצא תחת ידי, ידי ספר כל רמה. Exactly, exactly. This is the beginning of it. We have everything now, everything set up for us. You know, we're spoiled over here. But we're talking about a man that started rolling the ball, that came out of the Zohar, and just reading the Zohar without any explanation is extremely, extremely difficult. So he came along and did all this wonderful work for us, yeah. Va'odnim tzatachet yadi, I also says Rav Yaakov Hillel, another from the handwriting of the Kol Rama, כתב יד ביור לאידרה רבה והוא מדור הבטרה של הספר הנזכר ובו הקדם המערי יעקב צמר וזה לשונו זה צהל קיצו והקדמות וידוע דהיינו רק בתחילה בצופה וכל סיפור ענייני חיבוריו לפרטיהם השמיץ. Okay, he wrote all the הקדמה, but he missed up most of it, just put the beginning and the end of it. ודום הספר מרובו ספר כל רמיו המודפס ברוב שהוא מדור הבטרה של הספר הראשון נזכר וחיבור יעקב צמר זה צהל לארץ שהגעו לידו גם כתבים מגניזה שכן שם ועוסף לכל הליקוטים נזכרים כתב יד מדורקם הוסיף גם קטעים רבים אשר כותרות שלהם. So we're talking about a work that he worked on many, many years before he got these writings from Rav Avraham Azulay. And then he was thrilled that he got these extra writings, and therefore he took what's called the Zohar Akiyah, which is the fifth book that he did, and then he compiled it and added it towards his work that he was working on anyways from the on the Zohar. ספר אדם הישר, ספר אוצות חיים, ספר קהילת יעקב, אברהם לצהל, וגם הרבה מאוד ביורם מהרב רב צמח בעצמו. כמלאכת ספר זה עשה כנראה לכל אורך הזוהר, וכל זה מלבד ספרים של המערכות שחיבר פירש הזוהר לדעתו, שהגיע לידיו אחר כך טיבי גניזה וערכם הרב יעקב צמח. וכן כתבו בהקדמו לספר כל רמה זצהל, and so I think we will stop it here right now. We ran out of time. It's Hashem. We'll continue next time on Daf Lamed Hei.